It's all business here at the Saints facility. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Afternoon Wrap. Thanks for logging on to NewOrleansSaints.com. Rob Nice joined by John DeShazer. John, not a lot of talking being done today. The players and coaches, their mindset is on this Sunday versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, you get a little deeper into preparation, so you got to get your mind right. A little bit keener focus. Coach Payton said today they worked on some third down situations, and certainly those are some situations they want to clean up. So we know they continue to work on third downs. We know they're going to continue to work on the red zone offense. Again, 1-for-7 in the red zone for the Saints. That's not something we're accustomed to. The Saints were at 68% in the red zone last season, so certainly they want to clean up that area.
And this Sunday will be a matchup of some great receivers. Not only do we have Marcus Colson on our side, but the Arizona Cardinals, they have a great receiver on their end as well in Larry Fitzgerald. Here's Coach Payton's thoughts on facing Fitzgerald.
You know, it seems like, and you go through your schedule each week, you know, teams have exceptional receivers. We see them in our division, and we see him outside the division. And I think, you know, Larry is obviously one of the top receivers in this league, but the other players alongside of him, some younger guys, are real threats. And so there's more than one target for Carson, and you know, being able to have a plan, not only just in first and second down, but like today in third down, on how you're going to cover these guys and communicate in the noise is important.
Now, J.D., in my mind, number 11 is a future Hall of Famer, but he hasn't always had the right quarterback around him. What does Carson Palmer bring that other quarterbacks didn't have?
Well, he's a veteran presence, and he's a guy with a stronger arm. He's a guy who's a little bit more sure of himself. I mean, he had Kevin Cobb there last year, and he's had some other kind of journeyman-like quarterbacks who weren't able to get him the football, frankly. And now he's got a guy who's got a stronger arm, Carson Palmer. Again, a veteran who knows how to read defenses. And we know Larry Fitzgerald is one of the best in the business. Now, he says Calvin Johnson's the best in the business. And, you know, I'm not going to argue with Larry Fitzgerald, but, you know, you get into the situation where he is an elite wide receiver, and now he has a really good quarterback who can get him the ball.
And now they have some balance. During the offseason, they added some more firepower on the offensive end. Former Super Bowl winning running back Rashard Mendenhall from the Pittsburgh Steelers, he adds another element to the Arizona offense.
He's a good back. You know, he's obviously he was drafted by Pittsburgh, and there's a familiarity with Bruce and his time there with him. He's physical, he's got speed, he's elusive, and so I think it's an important part of what they want to do. And, you know, obviously how a team rushes the football, both ourselves and the opponent, a lot of times we think is critical to how the outcome of the game can go. So, you know, stopping the run is a, you know, a definite goal of ours in this game, and it would be week to week, but he's explosive.
And no news is good news on the injury front. Glenn Foster was upgraded. He didn't practice yesterday, and he was limited today. Does that mean we can possibly see him on the field this Sunday?
Well, you just don't know. You don't know how he's going to feel tomorrow. You know, hopefully he doesn't have a setback. There will be no soreness, no swelling, and maybe he can give you 2 days in a row. But we know he's practiced limited on a limited basis before and unfortunately had a setback, was not able to play in the first two games. So here we are hoping, again, that he's going to be healthy enough to play, because we know the Saints still are a little bit thin on the defensive line.
Now, Sean Payton quickly touched on the progress and the play of Thomas Morstead. Talk about his impact that he's had so far in two games this season.
Well, I mean, he's averaging 46.1 yards gross, 43.1 yards net punts. Now, that's phenomenal. And he's a great directional punter. So not only does he punt it far, he punts it great in terms of having a directional punt. And you're going to need that against a guy like Patrick Peterson, because he's one of the great punt returners in the NFL. You've got to be able to pin him to the sideline, corral him, hem him in, and make the tackle. All those are key elements. But the first part of that element is to pin him in a corner to directional punt and get him to where you can get your punt team down and kind of box him in. And Morstead is one of the best in the business at that.
Now, what also helps as well is kicking indoors, as he will do this Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Kickoff is at 12 noon. Tomorrow, the players will kind of have a simple walkthrough, one final walkthrough before preparing for Sunday's game.
Well, and they're going to go over some more assignments, obviously. Again, you know, they're going to drill into themselves, you know, the red zone. That's going to be an emphasis. That's something that has, you know, really gotten under Drew Brees' skin, the quarterback. You know, he knows that this team is capable of scoring. This is a team that can score 40 or 30 points with pretty much ease, and they've combined to score 39 points in the first two games. That does not set well with this offense. So they're going to go over some more red zone. They're going to try to get their assignments down, try to be a little bit more efficient in that area.
Drew Brees definitely looking to increase that number this Sunday. That's going to do it for the Afternoon Wrap. Catch John DeShazer for tomorrow morning. He is going to do the morning report right here on NewOrleansSaints.com. Thanks for logging on.